Yo, what's up, family? How y'all doing today? I hope everyone is doing great. I hope everybody's having a great beginning of their day. I hope everybody rised well, slept well, all that. So I come today, and I really been working on something today. And it's funny because it kind of ties into what I've been talking about. What I'm gonna talk about, and I really hate saying and when I'm talking. And let me rephrase that. I really dislike the fact that I say and when I'm talking. I just feel like it makes you lose the audience, whoever you're trying to speak to, because it sounds like you aren't, like it isn't planned out. But I try to be as real with y'all as I possibly can. So that's a lot of times that's why that occurs, because that it happens a lot when I'm speaking. It's a habit I've had for years. But I tie that in today because I've been working on it. But I have to consciously think about not saying and. But it ties into what I want to speak about today, which was self-discipline. Self-discipline is huge. We live in a day and age where self-discipline is almost non-existent due to the technology era. If one store, app, person, something of the nature outside of yourself tells you no, we live in an era where you have options. You always have options. Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing about it is that you always have a way to make a way. There's always a way to make a dollar. There's always a way to survive. There's always a way to eat. We live in an era where no one should ever be like, I don't know what to do. When you have a smartphone in your hand, literally, some of the dumbest people have smartphones. And I'm not saying it to be mean, but there is so much possibility behind a phone. You can make money doing anything. You can make money on Instagram. You can make money, like, social media is the platform to make money. You can literally make money for promoting things on social media. It's insane. But before I get sidetracked, self-discipline. So self-discipline is pretty much the ability to tell yourself no. The ability to tell yourself, get up and go do it. All of this, I don't know how many of y'all have been following me, but all of this dedication, commitment, faith, all these things tie into each other. I'm really on a wave right now, and that's where I'm going. But self-discipline is the ability to tell yourself no, or the ability to tell yourself you have to. Let's use diet, for instance. You could go into the fridge, and you have a salad at the bottom, fruit in the middle, and you got some leftover pizza at the top. Everybody know you're going to want to shoot for the leftover piece, because at the top, it's easy, microwave, whoop, whoop. But you trying to lose weight. You know you're supposed to get that salad, but that pizza at the top. You discipline yourself and tell yourself no to the pizza, and you eat the salad anyway. Self-discipline. You have to know that you have to go to bed at 9 o'clock because you want your day to start at 4 a.m. So you turn off your TV, you turn off the video game, you put the phone down, get off social media, you make yourself lay down in the dark, however helps you go to sleep. You discipline yourself to make yourself go to bed. Self-discipline is huge. And a lot of us are lacking it because we came up, and I'm not blaming anyone, but a lot of us lack self-discipline because we came up under a generation. We came up under a generation that was big on do as I say, not as I do. That is the one trait that can be self-destructive or destructing to a child growing up, to anyone. Do as I say, not as I do. So now you're telling me I don't have to have self-discipline to discipline someone. If I looked at a personal trainer who was fat, I wouldn't let them train me. Because it's clear you have all that knowledge, but you don't apply it. That is the single worst thing anyone can do in life, is be knowledgeable and be a genius, but not apply it. Being smart is not good enough. No, the classic, if you knew better, you do better. 99% of people know better, but they lack the discipline and the dedication and the commitment to do better. Because all of those things aren't instantly gratifying. We get instant gratification in this world that we live in. Everything's on the phone. Everything's instant. I want to go up, order this. Whoop, whoop. I don't got to talk to nobody. It's here in one day. I get Amazon Prime. Everything I order is here in 2 days. Now, mind you, I love it. Absolutely love the fact that when I order stuff, boom, 2 days is here. Sometimes one, depending on what time I order it. But we no longer take pleasure in delayed gratification. Delayed gratification requires patience, it requires discipline, and it requires commitment. So with the day and age that we live in, with this instant gratification, we don't have to have self-discipline. If you tell me no, I'm going to go get it from there. If you tell me I'm going to be fat forever because I want to keep eating hamburgers, I'm going to go pay thousands of dollars to get surgery so that I can still eat hamburgers and miraculously lose weight because my stomach is smaller. Or I'm going to go pay this person to move my fat from my stomach and my sides to my butt and my thighs. Or I'm going to go get my chin reduced. Or I'm going to go get my skin tightened. Oh, you don't want to give me a loan? I'm going to go get a loan from this person. You don't want to give me a car? I'm going to go get a car from this person. Not knowing in the long run, this instant gratification always comes with a price. And I'll tell you this, obedience is far better than sacrifice. Obedience is a choice. Obedience is a choice for better and for growth. Sacrifice is not a choice. When you have to sacrifice, you don't have a choice. You got to sacrifice something. Obedience, it's that small window of obedience that gives you that opportunity to make the choice to delay your gratification for something greater. Sacrifice, you kept getting this instant gratification. Now you're paying for it and you don't have a choice because you have to pay that back because you're locked in. Or you have to suffer because you're locked in. We have to have this self-discipline. We have to learn to control ourselves. I say this a lot to people. A man who can conquer himself is 1,000 times stronger than a man who can conquer 10,000 men. A man who can conquer his own demons 10,000 times is stronger than a man who can conquer 10,000 other men. It's easier to conquer other people. It's easier to point the finger. It's easier to be better than someone. It's easier to do those things than to really self-reflect, to look at yourself and tell yourself no. Tell yourself that you've messed up. Tell yourself that you're accountable for where you are. Tell yourself that this is you. No one ever wants to point the finger back at themselves. No one ever does, because that requires you to realize that you need better discipline, that you aren't as good as you are, that you haven't been committed, that there's no dedication. If you can't commit to yourself in life, how can you commit to anyone? We have so many failed relationships. I myself am guilty of this. And that's what I'm telling y'all. I'm going to be a buck with y'all all the time. I myself am guilty of the lack of being able to commit to myself. We can't commit to bettering ourselves, to doing better for ourselves, to loving ourselves. How can we ever commit to a relationship? How can we ever commit to a woman, to a man, to the same sex, anything? How can we commit to a significant other if we can't even commit to ourselves? We got to take it all the way back to the basics and just be bluntly honest with ourselves and kind of hurt our own feelings. We've sucked as humanity and we have to get better. We on the verge. We got a lot of people who are doing really great things and they're younger people, which is really beautiful. But we got to get out of this toxic mindset of instant gratification being the way to live. I want it right here, right now. Boom, I got it. And then 5 years down the road, I'm paying 105% APR for something I could have just waited another year, stacked up my money and bought. Family, no matter what, all the technology in this world, we still can't instantly bake a cake. And even if you can bake a cake in a microwave or something like that, it'll never taste as good as your grandma or your great auntie. It'll never taste as good as that cake that they bake for 3 hours, leave on the stove, that you can't touch for another 2 hours. And then you finally get to cut it open, and it's like the greatest thing you've ever had. Greatness takes time. And we all act like that's what we don't have. Push yourself. Dedicate yourself. Commit to yourself. Tell yourself no. Is it going to help me or is it going to hurt me? Be honest with yourself. Might have to hurt your own feelings, but do something different. Work towards greatness. A kingdom cannot be built instantly. The foundation has to be laid first. Find your foundation and lay it out. But then realize that just like a cake with ingredients, that a kingdom has to be built brick by brick, but you got to have the right mortar. Lay your bricks, lay your mortar. Your bricks are your details. Your mortar will be your discipline. Now, before you know it, when you look up 2-3 years from now, you're going to have a kingdom, mansion. But you have to discipline yourself. No one's going to do it for you but you. I'm guilty of it as well. We all have our downfalls. But we are perfectly imperfect. We just got to find how and why. Push yourself. Dedicate yourself. If you need words, like I said, you can always contact me. If you ever want me to touch on something or talk about something, I'm always down for it. If you want to be featured on one of my recordings, just let me know. Hit me up. You know, share this, please. I'm not doing this for anything, you know, but I really like to get what I have on my mind out. And I feel like maybe the right person to hear it. You never know, man. I do this because I know what it's like to not have somebody in my corner or not feel that way. You know, I've had that person. I've lost those people. I've lost that person. And now I'm here. So I'm hoping that maybe I could just help somebody somewhere, some way, man. Like I said, y'all share it. Y'all got a topic y'all want me to talk about. If somebody ever wants to link up and be a part of one, just let me know. I'm fully open to anything, man. Just let me know. You know, comment back if you like it. If you don't, let me know what is going on. You know, what I could change up, things of that nature. We only getting better. It's only up from here. That's all I can ever say. It's only up from here. Might have a minor setback. You'll always have a major comeback, but you got to keep pushing. As always, I love y'all. Peace to y'all. Kings, queens, princes, princesses, everyone who's listening. Y'all all royalty. Y'all all beautiful. Y'all all family. Let's get it. As always, y'all have a beautiful day.